The wave of unaccompanied children from Central America. The U.S. Border Patrol says it's apprehended almost 60,000 of these kids since October, most from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. Curiously, very few of them are from Central America's poorest country, Nicaragua. Jill Replogle of KPBS in San Diego wanted to know why.
In the theater of Sacred Heart Cathedral Prep School in San Francisco, a Nicaraguan folk dance group rehearses for an upcoming performance. Maria Caldera watches her two little girls twirl across the stage in long, colorful skirts. Caldera came here when she was just a girl. When she can, she visits her extended family who still live in Nicaragua.
Well, where I'm from, there's not that much crime because I'm from the province. I'm not from the capital. So we still live very old-fashioned.
Even Nicaragua's capital, Managua, is pretty safe compared to other Central American cities. Overall, Nicaragua's murder rate is far lower than that of El Salvador, Guatemala, or Honduras. Ev Mead says that's a big reason why few Nicaraguan children make the dangerous journey across Mexico to the United States. Mead directs the Transborder Institute at the University of San Diego.
And I think a lot of that is just, you know, they're not facing the kind of social violence. I think it's that simple.
Plus, the migrant experience has been different for Nicaraguans than for other Central Americans. To understand why, we need to look at how history's unfolded in the region. Civil wars ravaged El Salvador, Guatemala, and Nicaragua in the 1980s, and refugees flocked to the U.S. from all three countries. But in the case of Nicaragua, the U.S. backed the rebels fighting against the socialist Sandinista government and welcomed dissidents. It's similar to how we still treat Cubans.
There were special provisions made in the law for Nicaraguans because they were fleeing an enemy of the United States.
Today, more Nicaraguans have become permanent residents and U.S. citizens than other Central Americans. They're less likely to be deported, and they can more easily bring family members to the U.S. legally.
And thus, they didn't suffer this sort of cycle of deportation and return that Guatemalans and Salvadorans did.
The U.S. has deported tens of thousands of Salvadorans, Guatemalans, and Hondurans in the past two decades. Families have been divided, and some immigrants who made gang affiliations in the U.S. took those criminal pasts back with them to Central America, helping transform those gangs into transnational crime rings. Violent gangs have become increasingly powerful in places like San Salvador, but they've never taken hold in Nicaragua. The lack of criminal deportees there is one factor, but observers also give credit to the country's generally upstanding police force and its focus on prevention.
The police have really been very active for a long time at identifying who these kids are that are at risk or involved in neighborhood gangs and approaching them, making an effort to integrate these kids back into society.
Tim Rogers is editor of the Nicaragua Dispatch, an online news site. He says this is a very different approach than the heavy-handed gang crackdowns that the governments of El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras have tried in recent years.
Nicaragua has moved away from that. So the proof is in the pudding that it's working.
This travel agency in San Francisco's Mission District does a brisk business, booking tickets for Nicaraguan immigrants planning visits to the homeland. Edwin Huete goes back every year.
I go to Granada, go to Masaya, go to Estelí.
Huete fled to the U.S. 25 years ago after the Sandinista government threw him in jail for joining the U.S.-supported Contra rebels. Now the Sandinistas are back in power. And while Huete thinks the government keeps an overly tight watch on its citizens, he admits that Nicaragua today is a lot safer than its neighbors.
Between Nicaragua and Salvadorian Honduras, Guatemala, I prefer to live in Nicaragua.
Now, to be sure, Nicaragua is not immune to emigration, but most Nicaraguans who leave are fleeing poverty, not violence. Back at the rehearsal in San Francisco, Maria Caldera says she's happy that her kids maintain a cultural connection to Nicaragua through dance and relationships with relatives who still live there. Caldera says when she talks with her uncles and cousins in Nicaragua, even though they're poor, like no indoor bathrooms poor, they say they don't plan on leaving.
They try to make a living out there, and we tell them, you want to come over here? And they're like, no, we're fine here right now.
For The World, I'm Jill Replogle in San Diego.